It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Brendan Prophet, Kirk Hillman back in studio, kicking it with you on a Friday at 9:20 p.m. Might be a little past some of your folks' bedtime. It's a little past mine here, even though I'm only 20 years old. But here we go. We got a late-night matchup here. Hiawatha Post 66 taking on Marysville Post 163. This one definitely will get kind of going into the later part of the night here. We're still hoping off for the weather. Man, I'll tell you what, the weather is doing a great job of delaying itself hour by hour, and you know, we're going to continue to hope that it stays that way so we can get this last game in of the day so we can try to get everything as continued as scheduled. There's already been three games here played today. We had our first broadcast for the first game today at 2 p.m. earlier today. It was Seneca against Colby. Colby won at 12-8. Colby now set to play Iola tomorrow at 3:30 on Saturday. And then at 8 o'clock in the morning on KMZA, we'll have Seneca taking on Smith County. We also, earlier today, Norton and Garnet took each other on. Garnet won 4-3. Norton will be awaiting the loser of this game, Marysville versus Hiawatha. And the winner of this game will move on to play Garnet tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So, again, the loser of this game will play Norton at 10:30 tomorrow morning. And the winner of this game will play Garnet tomorrow at 1 o'clock. But let's talk about this matchup here, specifically Hiawatha Post 66 taking on Marysville Post 163. Right now, they got lineups here going on the way, and then, of course, they'll have the Legion Oath, and then they're going to redo the national anthem. However, they have someone from the alum here to sing it. So, again, if you can, there's a great chance to come on down, support the community. The Hiawatha has done an incredible job here putting together today and getting this Legion AA State American Legion Baseball Tournament on the way with the tarps on the field, keeping it dry for today. So, again, a terrific job put together here from Hiawatha. Coach Weldon, again, Coach Weldon of Hiawatha Post 26, all to get this put together, to get rosters and everything to everyone here. Again, incredible job, but let's dive into this matchup here before we got the national anthem kicking off on the way and first pitch to follow. So Hiawatha Post 66 overall on the season 13-14. They finished out the league 10-10. Last year they were dominating everyone 30-12. They had a last year finishing the league of 16-4. This Hiawatha Post 66 team, they lost to Iola in the double A state championship. They lost 10-3 in the second game against them. They actually beat them in the first game, but it forced a game at number two, which they lost and fell in the state championship. But here, again, a chance for Hiawatha Post 66 to go on another run. But that run last year started off in the first round. In that round, they played the other Marysville Post 163. They took on Marysville. They won by a final score of 6-4. In that first round against Marysville. Marysville, they lost in the first round and then immediately followed that up with an elimination round loss to Corning. And then they were knocked out of last year's state bracket. But Marysville this year, a record of 19-6, 16-4 overall, a big difference and jump from last year's 9-11 overall and 9-9 in the league. So again, taking a look here at both teams' starting rosters. Marysville will bat in the bottom of the inning as they are the number one seed. Hiawatha is the eighth seed. They will bat in the top. So here, looking at Hiawatha Post 66 batting lineup, the center fielder will lead it off, Michael Oldham. In left field, batting second will be Cooper Jacobson. Catching, batting third, will be Lucas Lancaster. Cleaning it up will be the first baseman, Aiden Grafwall. Batting fifth will be the right fielder, Tegan Diller. Batting sixth will be Mike Jensen. He'll be at second base. Batting seventh will be the designated hitter, Cooper Wishrip. And batting eighth will be Braden Newell, who will be at third base. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Gannon Becker. So again, one time more through here, the order for Hiawatha, post 66. Oldham, Jacobson, Lancaster, Grafwall, Diller, Jensen, Wishrip, Newell, and Becker. Marysville post 163. Defensive lineup here. LeDuc pitching. Ketter behind the plate catching. Schreiber at first. Hager at second. Olsen at third. Haveley in left. Smith out in center. And out in right will be Moser. So for post 66, the first three will come up with the Oldham, Jacobson, and Lancaster. They will take on LeDuc from Marysville 163 here today. So with all being said, again, our first pitch here is nearly on the way. The winner of this game will play Garnett tomorrow at 1 p.m. The loser will take on Norton tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. First pitch here, nearly on the way. Ray, let's not derail this crazy train here. Let's stay on board with it. It's a late night matchup. Hiawatha post 66 taking on Marysville post 163. First pitch nearly on the way. We're going to take a couple minute break. We'll be right back here on KNZA.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter agents.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
1974 was the year Howard Seed was formed. Today it is as strong as ever, with a different generation in charge. We still have the same goals in mind, to maximize the profitability of our customers. We sell varieties and hybrids tailored for each customer and each field. Leading technology with DeKalb corn and Asgro soybeans. For more information, call Howard Seed. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in two states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
Thinking about surgery? Don't go to the city when top-notch care is right here in Sabetha. Patients rave about Sabetha Community Hospital, saying they're so lucky to have such a high-quality surgery team without having to travel. That's right, exceptional surgical services close to home with the team you can trust. No travel stress, just expert care. For your next surgery, choose the quality and convenience of Sabetha Community Hospital. Call us today. Your health, our priority, right here in Sabetha.
Hi, this is Ken Glennon, Community Bank President of GN Bank. We're customer-centered, invested in our communities, and committed to providing the highest quality financial services in a friendly, personal way. Please join us for our free Community Appreciation Dinner in Holton on Friday, August 1st, in conjunction with Cruise Night. Don't miss our Community Appreciation Dinner on Friday, August 1st, from 5:30 to 7 on the Jackson County Courthouse lawn. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Anthem just over. They had a nice ceremony here honoring military as well as bringing out the American Legion flag. So again, our first pitch here is nearly on the way. Hiawatha Post 66 taking on Marysville Post 163. These two teams have already played each other four times this season. It is a 2-2 split. First time these two teams meet. Marysville won by a score of 8-7, and then Hiawatha won by a score of 8-7, so a little flip-flop there. The second time these two teams met, Marysville also won the first game, and they won 11-10. Marysville then won game two, 7-6. Again, right here, a round of applause here down at Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas, honoring the military members, as well as the first responders here, and of course the community here that has helped put this together, and the American Legion as they're wrapping up and finishing that ceremony before we get to the first pitch here of this game. So again, I mentioned here that it's 2-2 split this season. Real quick, we're going to step aside actually again for just a quick 30-second break as they go now to the Legion. So we'll be right back here on KMZA.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Okay, now we're back after the Legion. Oh, so again, just had to step aside just for that. American Legion Baseball here, Double A State Tournament is now on the way. Again, taking the the field defensively first. Here will be Marysville Post 163 lineup. I gave you Hiawatha Post 66 starting lineup. So, again, here's Marysville Post 163 lineup. Leading it off will be Grant Havely out in left field. Batting second, the shortstop, Wes Anderson. Batting third, Gavin LeDuc. He will be pitching for Marysville. Batting fourth and cleaning it up will be the center fielder, Ty Smith. Batting fifth will be Carter Olson, the third baseman. The right fielder will bat sixth in Ty Moser. The first baseman, Landon Schreiber, will bat seventh. Batting eighth will be Lane Loizzo. He will be the designated hitter. And batting ninth will be the catcher, Henry Ketter. And the flex player for Marysville Post 163 will be Ty Hager. He will be out at second base. So for Post 163, again, they're starting a lineup for Marysville: Havely, Anderson, LeDuc, Smith, Olson, Moser, Schreiber, Loizzo, Ketter, and Hager. And again, those defensive alignments as they take the field: LeDuc pitching, Ketter catching, Schreiber at first, Hager at second, Olson at third, Havely in left, Smith in center, and Moser out in right. Hiawatha Post 66 come here to bat. Micah Oldham in center, and Cooper Jacobson out in left, Lucas Lancaster the catcher, and Aiden Graffwall the first baseman. So there's your 1-4 order coming up here for Hiawatha Post 66. Again, Oldham, Jacobson, Lancaster, and Graffwall. Oldham, he's had a great season so far, leading things off for Hiawatha. So far, he's had a .277 batting average and a nearly 900 OPS on the season. He's also recorded 19 hits, 17 which have been singles, 2 which have been doubles, 15 RBIs, 11 runs, 7 walks he has been able to gain as well. So again, he'll be the leadoff there for Hiawatha Post 66. So again, before we get off into our first pitch of our last game here up today between Hiawatha and Marysville, let's give a shout out to all of our American Baseball Legion sponsors here in 2025. Shouting out here, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from that. Online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tie dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And, of course, our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, which, by the way, like to bring that to a mention, last season, last year, in the first round game between Hiawatha Post 66 and Marysville Post 163, the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game went to none other than Gannon Becker from Hiawatha Post 66 in that 6-4 win. Gannon Becker here batting ninth and out at the shortstop position here today for Hiawatha Post 66. So still both teams having yet to take the field yet. It's a beautiful night, 75 degrees, 6 mile per hour wind blowing breezingly out of the southeast. Hiawatha Post 66 with the red tops and the gray pants. And here now Marysville Post 163 taken out in the field with the dark brown, black. It's kind of hard to see here at night, but tops in the white bottoms pants. So again, taking the mound for Hiawatha will be LeDuc. Against Hiawatha there will be LeDuc from Marysville. Hiawatha again coming up, Micah Oldham, Cooper Jacobson, Lucas Lancaster, and Aiden Groff. When you talk about keys for this game, there's a lot to jingle jangle between these two teams. They have went back and forth. Every game they have played has been decided by one run. Marysville has won the first matchup in the two doubleheader series that have been played this year between these two teams. They, again, have split 2-2 against each other with 2 wins for Hiawatha, 2 for Marysville. But Hiawatha has always won the second game, where Marysville has always won the first. Again, this only comes down to one game. You only play the team once, and then you're put down to your respective side of the bracket. The winner of this game will play Garnett at 1 o'clock tomorrow, barring any weather issues, change that fact. And the loser of this game will play Norton at 10:30 a.m. Again, we will have that broadcasting coverage for regardless either of those times here on KMZA. We will also be covering on our sister station KMZA the Seneca and Smith County game at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. So again, be sure to tune in for those games and those coverages, as now the first pitch is nearly here, finally on the way, so hopefully everyone here is ready to go at 9:40 p.m. here on a Friday, perfectly ready to get your weekend going here on Kansas Land. All right, first pitch here on the way here for LeDuc, the offering to Oldham, showing bunt, pulling back for strike number one. And Oldham's down now early, 0-1. Again, Oldham, 277 average on the year. He's got 19 hits and nearly a 900 OPS. Second pitch bends just out of the top of the zone for ball number one. A 1-1 count here for Michael Oldham. Oldham, he's been a player of the game a couple of times this year here for Hiawatha. He's had a lot of great games. Next pitch winds into the outside corner for for strike two. Just clipping the inner edge, and now it's a 1-2 count. Fastball low and out for ball two. It's a 2-2 count here against Micah Oldham. Oldham needs to still protect. He chokes up three-quarters way in the back of the box, and there he takes a strike three, does not swing. Cheese down the middle, and one up and one down for Hiawatha Post 66. Now Cooper Jacobson comes up to bat this season at 370 batting average with a 960 average. He's got 21 hits on the year. First pitch to him goes into the outer edge for strike one. Knee-high fastball to him. Jacobson just let off. Here the next one. Also, same location, just a little more to the outside for ball one. 1-1 count now for Cooper Jacobson. Lancaster on deck. This one swung on out of the left fence. Still tracking those, the third baseman in Olsen. Olsen using that speed to try to get to that foul ball, but it was out of territory. Olsen, he was the Class 1A 100-meter state champion. He got second place, though, in the 200-meter dash, I do believe. But, man, he is one heck of an athlete, dropping his best time at the state level of track and field this year. Here, Jacobson now in the 2-2 count. Next pitch here on the even count is high for ball three. Full count here for Cooper Jacobson. LeDuc trying to get the second out recorded. He already struck out Oldham looking. See what he tries to bring the lefty in Jacobson here. The righty versus lefty matchup. The batter is the left-handed athlete here. It's chopped foul. And it stays with a full count. 3-2. Back in the box quickly is Jacobson. Peters the bat over the back edge of the shoulder, and that one right letter high way inside for ball number four. Jacobson will take his walk, and that will be the first runner to get on base here for Hiawatha. First walk of the game issued as well by LeDuc. One down, one on, top of the first. Lucas Lancaster, the catcher, now up to bat, throw to first, sliding in safely is Jacobson. Rothwell on deck, and in the hole is Tegan Diller. And another throw back to first base. That time it escapes Schreiber, and now taking off on a leisurely stride of second will be Cooper Jacobson. So an E1 will allow Jacobson to get himself to second base. So now a runner sets themselves up in scoring position for Lucas Lancaster. And again, Lancaster, he's awaited his first pitch to him the last two passes, and both have went to the first baseman. A look back to second by LeDuc. Now here's the offering. It's just in the outer corner for strike one. LeDuc really attacking the outer edges of the plate against his batters. Next pitch here, about the same location, a little more inside, but it gets strike call number two. It's the 0-2 count for Lucas Lancaster with a runner in scoring position and one down. He's got to protect. Next pitch here, swung on, lifted out in the center field, coming in for it quick and making the collection is Smith. Fly out the center. That is now two down. One left here still on base. Jacobson out on second. Rothwell now up to bat, the righty. Diller on deck, and Mike Jensen in the hole. Rothwell wide in the stance, three corners up in the box near the plate. First pitch to him goes to the outer edge once more for strike one. Favoring those knee-high outer fastballs, Leduc has been going towards. And here he goes a little more to the outside. He gets a reach from Grathwall. And now on back-to-back batters, Leduc has forced batters to protect on 0-2s. Next pitch getting away, though. No swing from Grathwall. Again, back in that outside level of the zone. For ball one, 1-2 count now for Grathwall. Grathwall this season posting a .233 batting average with a .728 OPS. Next pitch here, lifted on. This one is playable by the second baseman. Going backwards and making a dive back for it. Falling down, but the collection is by Hager. That'll get the final out here at the top of the first. So Hiawatha post 66 in the top of the first. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. It is 0-0. We head in the bottom of the first with Marysville up to bat.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in two states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.maximuminsurance.com. LLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together, securing tomorrow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on KNZA, Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in the studio here on this late Friday night. We head into the bottom of the first. Marysville post 163 up to bat. It's a 0-0 game. Up to bat here, Grant Hafley. On deck will be Wes Anderson in the hole. It'll be Kevin Leduc, and then cleaning up will be Ty Smith for Marysville post 163. Looking at the defensive lineup for Hiawatha, Hageman pitching, Lancaster catching, Grathwall at first, Jensen at second, Becker at shortstop, Newell at third, and left to right in the outfield, Jacobson, Oldham, and Diller. This season, Hageman has allowed 23 runs, 18 which have been earned, 18 walks, 1 strikeouts. His ERA is 6 on the dot. He is 1-2 in his 4 games he has started. His first pitch here is lifted to the shortstop in Becker. He takes a 1 hop and throw to first, but it is off the line. And that'll go down as an early error that allows Hafley to reach. I mentioned that Becker was the player of the game last season. McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game last year against Marysville. Here he starts off with the first error of the game for Hiawatha. Now Wes Anderson, the uprising star quarterback here for Frankfurt, entering his senior year here. His first pitch is rocketed out to center left. And already two pitches into this game for Hageman, and a runner is on second, and a runner is on first. Anderson reaching off the single. So again, runner on first, runner on second, no outs. Gavin Leduc now up to bat, and Ty Smith on deck with Olsen in the hole. Leduc, right-handed batter facing the lefty pitcher. First one to him is inside for ball one. So that is our now third pitch of the game here from Hageman. Fourth pitch of the game coming up here for Hageman. He takes a look back behind him. Now he delivers another inside fastball. That time a little more closer to the inside. And will be ball two. 2-0 count for Gavin Leduc. Leduc pitching a gem in the top of the first here for Marysville. Next pitch gets skied out to the right. Foul. For strike one. Two. One count now on Gavin LeDuc with runners on first and second. Next pitch here is bent right on in. A nice little curveball to twist in for strike number two. LeDuc now on the even to 2-2 count. Quarters way up in the box. Hanson that left foot up and down. Chops to the third base bag. Can a double play be made? They decide not to make that throw. That was Newell who held off from it. He just applies the tag on third. So the runner who is heading to third, Haisley, is out. LeDuc reaches off the fielder's choice and Anderson heads to second. So one down. I Smith now up to bat with runners on first and second. First pitch to him. That one bends on in, but just into the inner thigh for ball one. 1-0 count now on Ty Smith, the center fielder. Next pitch, that one finds its way in the middle of the zone. Or strike one. 1-1 count. Now for Smith with Olsen on deck and Moser in the hole. Lefty collects and deals from the mound, and that is a half swing. Smith looking to regret that one, though, as he pulled back on a strike. And now it is a 1-2 count on Ty Smith, and Hageman looks to ring up strike number 22 of the season for him. Next pitch, this one escaping the glove, Hageman, and that one a wild pitch. And now runners on third and second. Two runners in scoring position for Ty Smith to take the lead here. It's 0-0 in the bottom of the first. Trying to take the lead here for Marysville Post 163. In the AA American Legion Baseball Tournament, Zone B. Next pitch out for ball two. It's a 2-2 count now for Ty Smith. It's all tied up. Excuse me, it's the 3-2. The full count. This one. Guy high and trying to go for it is Lancaster. Lancaster gets the out. And not only does he collect the out, he heads back to home plate because Anderson applied a tag and was thinking about getting home as the collection by Lancaster was all the way by the Hiawatha dugout. But the must and much needed out was recorded by Lancaster. So back-to-back outs here for Marysville. They have a runner on second and third for Carter Olson, the lefty. He comes up to bat. It's a lefty versus lefty matchup. First pitch to him is way outside for ball one. 1-0 count on Olson. Olson holds the bat over his shoulder and doesn't swing, and that will go for strike one. Just staying patient here, getting a feel for Hageman. Hageman looking to get his 22nd strikeout this season. A hard swing and a miss on a fastball down Broadway. And now Olson is on a 1-2. It will be a great bottom inning here for Hageman if he can get out after allowing the first three straight runners to reach. First, the third one reaching on a fielder's choice, and that was reported on third base. Next one fouled. It stays on the 1-2 for Olson. Olson on the 1-2. It looks back at third by Hageman. Now he collects, and he deals from the stretch. The fastball lifted out into left, backing up for it and recording the final out of the inning is Cooper Jacobson. Well, Marysville leaves two stranded on second and third after getting their first three runners on base and even getting a single. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on base for Marysville in the bottom of the first. Hit 0-0. We head up into the top of the second. Hiawatha up to bat.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now entering the top of the second here on KNZA, it is a 0-0 game. Hiawatha Post 66 coming up to bat. Tegan Ziller, Mike Jensen, Cooper Wishrip, and Braden Newell all here up to bat. First pitch to Diller gets fouled away for strike one. Another step out, sitting out of the box, now puts himself back in, quarters way in, punches himself low, and teeters the bat on the back right side of his back. Here the next pitch to him, out of the zone, four ball one. Going to be a 1-1 count now. Leduc recording a strikeout in that first inning. He had Oldham looking. Here he gets a good strike call against Diller. It's now 1-2. Trying to get the second strikeout of the game. Leduc has been given a lot of outside chasers. Next one goes for ball two. It's now a 2-2 count. A wind in the delivery, and that one is pounded out to the third baseman, thrown on time to first base back Schreiber. And that'll record the first down, the grounder to the third baseman, and Olsen. One up and one down here for Hiawatha Post 66. Now Jensen up the bat with Bishop in the hole, the designated hitter on deck. And Jensen here lifts the left leg and kicks. And that one is put up high and collected by the third baseman and Olsen. Olsen there on back-to-back outs on the ground out and the pop out. So two up and two down, trying to retire the side is Leduc. Cooper Wishrip here now up to bat, taking a couple of practice swings out of the box. Now he steps in, even in his stance. Shows bunt immediately, pulls back, but gets strike call number one. In Hiawatha, they left one stranded on second base in the last inning. They had two batters with a chance to score the runner, but went 0 for 2 with the runner in scoring position. Next pitch out of the zone for ball one. It's 1-1 count for Wishrip as he steps out and right back in. Next offering is out of the zone. Decent frame job by Ketter, but that will be ball two. 2-1 count. Righty versus righty. And now Leduc gives the next offering. This one is chopped. It takes a bouncer. Sliding and falling is Andreessen. And able to get the hit and put it down is Cooper Wishrip. Or Anderson, excuse me. Anderson falling down trying to make the backhand catch. Now a runner finally gets on after back-to-back outs. Two-out single for Wishrip. First pitch to Noel for ball one. Noel's first time up here. Next offering is low but in for strike one. 1-1 count now for Noel. We're at the eighth batter in the order here for Hiawatha. Becker up to bat next. This pitch launched out down the left line, and it drops a perfect stick in the grass. And that'll be back-to-back singles now for Hiawatha Post 66. You couldn't have asked for a better placement. It just went a couple feet beyond the inside dirt track that goes along the first or third base bags. And, man, it just hit the ground with no bounce. And now a runner is on first and second for Hiawatha with two down. Back-to-back two-out singles. First pitch to Becker is outside for ball one. Becker again last year, who won the Hiawatha and Seneca McDonald's player of the game against Marysville in the first round. Next pitch outside for ball two. 2-0 count. Next offering, that's a heater down Broadway for strike one. Also would like to neglect the error I said he had in the top of the first inning. Thought he had an error. It was actually just a good play and a good hit. But now here, a hit by Becker that gets past the shortstop, and a run will come in, and a runner is safe on second. Wishrip has to, Newell has to slide back in to be safe. But Becker drops down a hard hit single that gets between the legs of Anderson. Anderson has had two hard and very difficult to collect hits that went his way. So one run comes through here for Hiawatha and Cooper Wishrip. Newell on second and Becker on first. We head up to the back up to the top of the order here for Hiawatha and Michael Oldham. First pitch to Oldham is way high above the shoulders and outside of the zone for ball one. So now LeDuc is starting to get a little rattled after back-to-back outs here to start this top of the two. Next pitch, swung on and knocked back into the netting for strike one. Micah Oldham, last time up, strikeout looking on a full count, on a 2-2 count. Next pitch to him. Doesn't swing and goes down 1-2. 1-2 count, runners on first and second. Hiawatha already up by one. See if they can extend this next one just out of the zone, a little low. For ball number two. Oldham just trying to find something that's in his wheelhouse with a runner in scoring position. Hiawatha was 0-2 with runner in scoring position that first inning, and that will be another strikeout looking for Michael Oldham, just not pulling the trigger, but Hiawatha does fire away and get one run here off three hits in this top of the second. Hiawatha has the lead 1-0 over Marysville. Marysville up to bat now in the bottom of the second.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1-0 ball game in the now bottom of the second. Marysville Post 163 trails by one as they are up to bat. Ty Moser, Landon Schreiber, Lane Loizo, and Henry Ketter, the 6-9 here now up to bat for Marysville. Into the bottom of the order here. First pitch rocketed out to quarters right, and that is a nice pickup. Incredible play out by the center fielder. And none other than Michael Oldham. Again, Oldham has been nothing but a speed star in center field this season. He has been a hawk, and ball have been like mice. He has been able to collect anything out that way. It has been a no-fly zone for Michael Oldham. Now Landon Schreiber up the bat for that first pitch out. This first pitch in for strike one against Schreiber. And Hageman probably feeling a little momentum. His first three batters he faced allowed to get on base. He allowed back-to-back singles to Haefeli and Anderson, but since then he has retired now the last three batters. Next pitch here for ball one against Schreiber. Engelman getting his fifth start of the season today. The wind up and hear the pitch. This one lined down the right line perfectly, and that paper trail will go all the way down the corner, sliding into second base in a near made play by Jensen. Excuse me, by Becker, almost came through on the tag, but Schreiber gets the slide in double. So already here, three hits on the game for Marysville Post 163. That is our first extra base hit of today. It was put down by Schreiber. Now the designated hitter in Lane Loizzo steps up to bat with a runner in scoring position. Marysville Post 163 is 0 for 1. And the first hitter with a runner in scoring position. Next pitch. Now, ball one. So they were 0 for 2 in that first inning with runners in scoring position. Next pitch here. That one a winder, but just up of the zone. For ball two against Lane Loizzo. Lane Loizzo, get a little tired here, but now we're keeping it up late tonight. It was a great game, but again, Lane Loizzo, a great senior athlete from Frankfurt, graduated this season in the spring, finished out with a great track career as well, and in basketball, Frankfurt made that state run. It's a 3-0 count now against Loizzo. The yellow bat on the black primary color. Next pitch here winds into the corner for strike one. The 3-1 count now against Lane Loizzo, the eighth batter in the order here for Marysville. It's Ketter on deck. Next pitch here, swung and chopped, and it's foul. Loizzo very upset about that one. He really wanted to get a hold of it and get his teammate Schreiber in to score. So one down, runner on second. Loizzo on the full count. It was originally a 3-0, now it's been worked up to full. So a good job here by Hageman. Hageman still looking to record his first strikeout of the game in his 22nd of the year. Hageman looks himself on the mound, looks back to second base, redirects his eyes forward, and here's the wind and pitch, and it is just high for ball number four. On Lane Loizzo. Loizzo on first base. Schreiber on second. One down. We're at the bottom of the order with Henry Ketter, the catcher for Marysville. Now the bat. After Ketter, we're headed back up to the top of the order to Haefeli and Anderson. Next pitch. This one in a bender for a strike one. 0-1 count here. Now for Ketter. Quick glance back at second. Now the redirect of focus and a fastball that is letter high and swung on for a, looks to be a foul ball. Looking to track that one was the first baseman in Grathwall, went all the way to the right fence to try to go for that ball. Just got behind him. He just grabbed it and threw it out to his pitcher, and Hageman. Eggman, who steps himself right back up on the mound again. It is a beautiful night. 75 degrees, a nice smooth wind of 6 miles per hour out of the southeast. It is a dark and black sky with the field lights on. This is Friday Night Lights, and that is a strikeout on Henry Ketter, the first strikeout of the game for Eggman. That is a 4-pitch strikeout on Henry Ketter. As a 22nd strikeout of the season for Hageman recorded. Now two down, runner on first and second. Marysville's 0 for 3 now with runners in scoring position. Next pitch here. This one against Haefeli, the inside fastball, but just getting out of the zone. Now a throw down to the third base side as both runners took off. And now it's Schreiber on third and Loizzo on second. So a well-placed single could definitely score two here for Haefeli. Haefeli, he led this game off with a single. It was a first pitch, and he took it to the shortstop. Next one to him is outside and away for ball two. The 2-0 count now on Haefeli. The runner on second and third. The look back to third from Hageman. Now he delivers the offering and almost a snag. What a play, but the second baseman will look to collect and throw to first. That will be an error, and runners will come through and score. And getting all the way to second will be Haefeli. So definitely a force mistake made by Jensen. And Hageman nearly snapped his hand to the ball as it just kind of nearly just blew past him. And then Jensen backed it up, grabbed it, but uncontrollably threw to the first base back, got the error, and that allowed Haefeli to go all the way to second base. Now, Schreiber came through and scored, as well as Melizzo. So Marysville Post 163 takes the lead here in the bottom of the second. It's 2-1. Wes Anderson now to bat. Anderson, the air, chops it foul. Back right to his leg. And now down 0-1. Anderson also had a single in the first inning as the back-to-back singles by Haefeli and Anderson. They were both left-stranded. Excuse me, Anderson was left-stranded. Haefeli, he was actually tagged down on third base for the force out. Below in the stance, hovering the bat over the back right of the shoulder. Now swing on and missed. And Anderson is now down 0-2, and Hageman is looking for his second strikeout of the game. O-2 count for Anderson. LeDuc up the bat. Marysville Post 163 up now. 2-1 after scoring the two runs. Here with Schreiber and Loizzo coming through. Haefeli on second. Batter calls time and gets back out of the box. He steps back in. It's Anderson. Anderson staying patient with his stance. Now he seizes the bat as Hageman is taking his time to dish this pitch. And now here's another time. So this is a long-awaited next pitch here as Anderson steps right back out of the box. He steps right back in. And now we'll see if the pitch is finally offered on the 0-2. And here it is. This one, fastball swung on and sliced between the gap between second and first. That will go down for a base hit and an RBI single as well for Wes Anderson. Haefeli coming through all the way to score. And now Anderson's on first. Three runs have come through here for Marysville Post 163. And in the second inning, finally getting something going. After leaving two on base off two hits in the first inning, finally Marysville Post 163 getting going in the second. Next pitch delivered. And that is low against LeDuc, 4-1. And this is the number one seed taking on the number eight, and both these teams are 2-2 against each other this season. All games haven't been decided by one run. Next pitch is rocking it back to the fencing. And that will be strike one. LeDuc on the 1-1. Steps out and back in. After LeDuc will be Ty Smith on deck and Carter Olson in the hole. Collecting Hageman now here the dish. And that is chopped up. Hageman, an easy snag just above the dirt mound. And he throws it to first base for the final out of the inning. But Marysville Post 163 is able to do a little bit of damage. They put three runs up in the bottom of the second. It's now a 3-1 lead for Marysville. We head to the top of the third where Hiawatha is up the bat.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in two states. Midwest Ready Mix Concrete Plants can serve you now.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
1974 was the year Howard Seed was formed. Today it is as strong as ever, with a different generation in charge. We still have the same goals in mind, to maximize the profitability of our customers. We sell varieties and hybrids tailored for each customer and each field. Leading technology with DeKalb corn and Hasgro soybeans. For more information, call Howard Seed. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to KNZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, we thank our American Legion Baseball sponsors, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And, of course, the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game will have that announced at the end of this contest. Here we enter the top of the third. Marysville Post 163 taking the lead 3-1. They had three runs off two hits and an error in the bottom of the second. First pitch here to Jacobson in for strike one. Jacobson last time up got himself on via the walk. Was left stranded on second after getting there off the E1. Next pitch here out and away for ball one. The 1-1 count now for Jacobson. LeDuc quick to pitch here, and offering that skips way inside to the knee level. And that will be ball two. 2-1 count now. Next pitch. Again, LeDuc, he is just going right back at it, pitch after pitch here. That one's still outside, though, 3-1. Hey, LeDuc just takes a second here to breathe and get one inside. And that will be the fifth pitch in the count, and that will walk the batter. So LeDuc, again, he's just going quickly. He's just snapping himself right back up on the mound and getting those pitches in. But there are five pitches. Four were balls. And Jacobson leads off the snap of the third with a walk. Now a throwback to first. Definitely going to be careful there if you're LeDuc. Last time he threw at Jacobson, he caused an unforceful error that allowed Jacobson to get his way to the second base. First pitch to Lancaster. Escapes in for strike one. A low fastball. LeDuc looking back to first, now delivers. And that one just out and away low. Ball one. 1-1 count here for Lucas Lancaster. Last time up, popped out to center field in the first. This pitch out to right. Got a couple of kids running into the dark to try to go and find it. You got to kind of wonder. It's getting, again, it is completely dark. If you get a couple of those foul balls hit out, you're going to need a flashlight to go find some of those suckers. Here now, 1-2 count, and an attempt of steal, but it looks like it's going to be on time for the delivery. Jacobson is thrown out by Ketter, and Ketter cuts him down. And, Jacobson caught stealing, going to second base. Now one down, two down. Oh, and the strikeout against Lancaster. So I missed that myself. So again, Lancaster, he struck out as well as the caught stealing, and now immediately a grounder to the first base by Grathwell, and that will record out to the side to get retired here. Unexpectedly here for Hiawatha. It's a 1-2-3 top of the third after getting their first one on after the walk. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base for Hiawatha. We head into the bottom of the third, and Marysville's up 3-1.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Summer is here, and it's UV Safety Month. Protect your skin with broad-spectrum sunscreen, SPF 30 to 50. Wear protective clothing, sunglasses, and seek shade during peak sun hours. Stay hydrated and monitor skin changes. For expert advice, book your appointment with Tiffany Engelken, Certified Nurse Practitioner, at Holton Community Hospital, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Sabetha Community Hospital, or Hanover Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crittenden Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. This Legion baseball coverage brought to you by C&K Service, your independent and tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Also by Kime CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Here we're in the bottom of the third. Marysville up 3-1 over Hiawatha. Marysville putting up all their runs in the last inning in the second. Three runs coming through off two hits and an error. One just left on base. First pitch here to Smith is out and away for ball one. Smith last time up had a runner in scoring position but popped out. It's now a 1-0 count here for him. Next one, this one inside, low to the knees for ball two. Now that's a 2-0 count for Ty Smith. Carter Olson on deck with Ty Moser in the hole. And the next pitch here escapes again, just out of the zone for ball three. Smith on the 3-0 count, looking to get himself on base. Marysville, a dominant season has been 19-6 on the overall. 9-11 they went last year. They have had a great turnaround season, and this is going to issue a four-pitch walk here against Ty Smith. That is the second walk here issued by Hageman today. Hageman, he's allowed four hits, two walks. He's had one strikeout, three runs, but two which have been earned. One was an unearned run. That was Hafley who came through and scored in the last inning. Throw back to first. Faces Smith. And now Hageman re-gets the ball and collects himself in the mound. A quick look at first base, and now he refocuses his eyes and delivers the pitch. This one skied straight back into the net by Olson. Brings Olson down to the 0-1. Olson last time had a runner in scoring position as well, Mike Smith, but also popped out. He popped out to left field. He takes a swing. This one chops the second baseman. The toss is to first, and it's on time. A play from Jensen to Grathwall. The runner on first progresses to second. That's Smith. So one down and a runner on second. Now Ty Moser up to bat. He led off the second with a pop out to center field. It was a tremendous play by Michael Oldham to even snag the out. Not many players would probably even have gotten there, but Holden is just that great at defending the outfield, especially his command and center. First pitch here to Moser is in for strike one. The 0-1 count. Snapback look for Hageman. Now he delivers, and that one a bender that just trips in. What a great styled pitch. Hageman already having Moser down on the 0-2. Hageman, again, has only allowed two earned runs here through two innings. And the next pitch here, high, but gets dropped by Lancaster, and that will allow the runner to get to third base. So Smith now on third. He is in scoring position for Moser, so a lazy single you'd think would be able to score. Next one, another breaking ball, just can't hit the zone. Now 2-2 on the count for Ty Moser, with Schreiber on deck and Loizzo in the hole, as now we are at the 6, 7, 8, 9 in the batting order for Marysville. Next pitch, in the corner, the strikeout call, no swing from Moser. He goes down looking. Second strikeout of the game for Hageman, and number 23 of the year also. Now Lane Loizzo steps up. Back-to-back outs have been recorded, but a runner sits patiently on third with a chance to score. First pitch to Schreiber, just up and out for ball one. 1-0 count now for Schreiber. And here's the pitch. Inside fastball, right back into the right top fencing for strike one. Now 1-1, umpire goes and scatters to get the ball. It's back in his pocket. The 1-1 count. Hagman takes a look at third. Now he redirects his attention with a breaking ball down Broadway. Now that is a 1-2 count now for Schreiber to fight with. Man, the breaking ball has just went in nicely placed here for Eggman today as he puts in a change. Not able to get the K. Saves the 1-2 on a foul tip from Schreiber. Schreiber, even in the stance, in the middle of the box, got a couple inches spacing from both sides of the white chalk, white paint, as you will, and another foul tip. This one left off the near foot from Schreiber. Back-to-back foul tips. Here we remain on the 1-2 count. Number 7 in the batting order, Schreiber swings on and misses. Back-to-back K's for Hageman, and that is another inning where Hageman gets out of a jam with a runner in scoring position. So, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base for Marysville Post 163, but they still have the lead. 3-1 here over Hiawatha. We head in to the top of the fourth here on KNZA.
When you've formed up your project and are ready for that big pour of concrete, get it mixed right, delivered on time, and poured professionally by Midwest Ready Mix in Sabetha and Hiawatha. They're approved in 2 states. Midwest Ready Mix concrete plants can serve you now.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we thank our American Legion sponsors in 2025, Cincinnati Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years, Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu, where Swabler McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca play the game at the end of this contest. We head in trickle our way up into the top of the fourth, nearly to the halfway point of regulation between these two teams. Marysville leading 3-1 here over Hiawatha. Sagan Diller, Mike Jensen, and Wishrup all up the bat here. Diller, first pitch, fastball but low, 4-1. Here, Sagan Diller this season, batting .328 with an OPS of .922. Next pitch here out of the zone for ball two as well. Again, Sagan Diller has had a pretty solid year, also 22 hits. Another pitch just outside of the zone on the 3-0. And 22 hits for him this season. 8 doubles, 18 RBIs, and 14 runs have come through. 3-0 count here. Chalked on into the third base side. The throw is the first, but will there be an error? Yes, there is. Diller reaches off the error. I believe it will go as an E5 as Olsen had too high of a throw to Schreiber, but get that officially in the books here in a bit, regardless of error to get Diller on base. Now Mike Jensen steps up to bat with Wishrup on deck and Newell in the hole. Here now the 6, 7, 8, 9 in the batting order for Hiawatha. Mike Jensen last time up popped out. Here again in the top of the fourth. First pitch, just blown out. 4-1 for Jensen. Michael Jensen this season, .339, batting average of .827 OPS. Another pitch that just trickles itself out of the zone by a couple inches. Inner corner. Here's the next pitch. That one nearly scraping on the Jensen as he has a reaction to get away from it. And now it's a, there are three pitches in, and that's all three balls. It's a 3-0 count. And now there's going to be a conversation here on the mound with the infield as well as the Marysville Post 163 head coach in John Haefeli. So again, discussion there on the mounds. There's a runner on first. Jensen is on a 3-0 count at the moment. Rishop's on deck. Newell is in the hole. Hiawatha down 3-1 in the top of the fourth. These two teams, they have battled so closely and tightly throughout the season. They have split 2-2 this year, but every game has been decided by one run. Quick meeting on the mound, just got over with. Again, just getting the recollection and focus here of LeDuc. He has not yet pitched a strike here in this inning so far. He's only pitched 7 pitches here, and 6 have been the balls. One contact was down for an error, which should have been an out. And now here, the first pitch back to Jensen after the meeting is a strike. This next one, that one scraped to the dirt, and that will be a walk there for Jensen. So now Diller's on second. Jensen is on first with Cooper Rishrip now up to bat, and Newell on deck with Becker in the hole. No outs, runners on first and second. This has been the best situation and scenario that Hiawatha has had to start an inning this game today. First pitch to Rishrip in for strike one. Now an 0-1 count for the DH. Next pitch, this one rocketed letter high out to center left. It's trailing all the way to the fences. It finally gets picked up by the center fielder. One run, two runs come through for Hiawatha. Game is tied. A bases clearing double by Cooper Wishrip. That ball sailed airborne for Wishrip. Diller came through as well as Jensen. How about that hit, brother? There by Wishrip. Well, now up to bat. Next pitch, this one above the roof. Can't even say upstairs. And that is a way wild pitch, and Wishrip will take that as a chance to get himself third base, and he will. It's Hiawatha. They have found their most success here today in this fourth inning. No outs. Runner on third. Second pitch in for strike one against Newell. Newell now on the 1-1. Next offering on the way. It's another fastball that clips low in the zone. Four strike two. It's a 1-2 count now for Newell. He's going to have to protect. A quick delivery by LeDuc. It's foul tip in LeDuc. He's real snappy and real quick. He feels like he works off a pitch count with how quick he gets that ball out. Newell back in the box real quickly. Holder's way up in it, and he's just in the middle between the sides. And another pitch here just outside. Ball two. 2-2 count now for Newell. And Hiawatha, the ability to take the lead here in the top of the fourth, and rocketed straight back for a foul tip. It stays 2-2 here for Newell. Becker, again, on deck with in the hole. Go back to up to the top of the order with Micah Oldham, who's 0-2 today. But again, this season, he has been very good at that leadoff spot. We need a chance with some momentum here. This one batted nicely. Third baseman picks it up. A throw to first. The runner will come on through. So it will go down as a sacrifice hit for, or a sacrifice grounder for Newell. as he gets thrown out first by Olsen, Schreiber. And this next pitch here is to Becker, and that it goes all the way up in the air. It was an easy pop-up and catch by Ketter, but he just bobbled and muffed it. And Becker will have a chance to survive another pitch. So Becker now in the 0-1. We'll head back up to the top of the order to Michael Oldham. Right after Becker's plate appearance here. Becker on the 0-1. Hiawatha has taken the lead 4-3. Next pitch here gets away. 4-1. 1-1 count. Ball heading all the way back to the backstop. Having it picked up and given the umpire. Next pitch here. This one half swung and fouled for strike two. 1-2 count now for Gannon Becker. Becker reached last time up. Becker the shortstop here for Hiawatha. The 1-2. This one will drop right in front of Ty Moser in right field. A good sliced hit. Becker leaned wheeled nicely into it. Being able to locate the pitch perfectly. And Becker gets himself on first with one down. And again, Hiawatha leading 4-3, one down, runner on first. We're back up to the top of the order here in the top of the fourth with Oldham. First pitch to Oldham, just out of the right corner of the zone for 1-1. And Oldham, he has struck out twice today, looking. Next pitch, and for strike one, it's now 1-1 count here for Oldham. Oldham, the green field bat. Here's the pitch. He swings on and misses. And now Oldham is down 1-2. Oldham potentially strike out three times here on his third plate appearance. This one chops it to the shortstop. Playable to second. The throw to first. Is it on time? Yes, it is. The 6-4-3 play. Anderson Hager to Schreiber there to get out the inning and to limit the damage to three. But Hiawatha post 66 takes the lead in the top of the fourth. We head into the bottom. 4-3 Hiawatha leads. Marysville up the bat.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side. Make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're tuned in to 103.9 KNZA. I'm Crennan Prophet, Kirk Kelman, back in studio here on a late Friday night as we get you into the weekend, 10:37 p.m. Thanking everybody here in the community to tune in to this late night game, this late night Legion baseball action at the AA State Tournament Zone B. First pitch here to the wide zone, swung on and foul tipped for strike number one. Hiawatha leading 4-3 here over Marysville post 163 in the bottom of the fourth. Loizzo and Ketter 8-9 the order here up the bat. We'll head up to the top of the order within the hole is Tafley. So the 0-1. Pitch on the way, and that is just out and under for 1-1. Count now for Loizzo. Star running back that just graduated from Frankfurt. He has a lot of Wildcats teammates as well here today. Next pitch outside as well. 4-2. 2-1 count here for Loizzo. Next, that a low golf swing on the inside side change up, and Loizzo is now on a 2-2. Loizzo high and even with his stance, scrunches down a little bit after he sees the breaking ball come through, and that a little bit of a late call there, but that breaking ball is for strike three. And Loizzo just froze. So now three straight strikeouts have been recorded by Hageman. He's got four today. A total of 25 strikeouts on the season. Next pitch winds on in. Ball strike number one. Hageman did a great job today of delivering that breaking ball, being very elusive with his pitches. Next one, fastball down Broadway. This is lifted, but Oldham is on a speedway. But he's not. Was he able to collect it? Yes, he was. Oldham is in a stretch of his own when it comes to the center field. That is his airway and no one else's. Another terrific play by Micah Oldham. And now we head up to the top of the order for Marysville. To Hastley with two down, a chance to retire the side here for the first time today against Marysville. First pitch is in for strike one against Hastley. Hastley down 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one swung on the inside, getting the batter choked up, and that's a foul contact, and Hastley is now down 0-2. And Hageman is now on quite the stretch. He has retired the last five straight batters he has faced. See if he can keep that going here for Hiawatha. Again, winner of this game will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock against Garnet. The loser of this game will play tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. against Norton. Regardless, we'll have coverage of Hiawatha here on KMZA. This one, a slower roller to second base bag, and it is picked up and played well by Jensen. And that is a 3-up and 3-down inning with no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. The final play there by Jensen on the slow roller. And Hiawatha remains with the lead. 4-3 over Marysville. We head up into the top of the fifth here on KMZA.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Luker several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Luker and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Luker introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, we thank our Legion Baseball sponsors, Kirkwood & Company, Restaurant, Sports Bar, Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, C&K Service helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and of course our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game will have at the end of this contest. Here, first pitch being delivered on the inside for ball one against Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson, he is drew two walks today. He has drew 20 now on the season. Came in today with 18 walks on the year. There in the summer play. Pitch in for strike one against Jacobson on the 1-1. It's a one-run lead here for Hiawatha, 4-3. Next pitch. This one swung on and fouled straight back. It's now the 1-2 count. Here coming up for Cooper Jacobson. Lancaster on deck with Grothwell in the hole. 1-2 count. It's the lefty Jacobson icing the righty in LeDuc. Winder just too close inside the Jacobson for ball two. Now we'll even up the count 2-2, see if LeDuc can put the bow on it. Here another swing on and foul ball for Jacobson. We'll move now to pitch number 6 here in this battle between pitcher and batter. Next pitch, low and nearly into the dirt for ball 3. It's now a full count. Jacobson has worked, you know, back-to-back balls on the count. And here he rips it out. It drops in front of the left fielder in Haveley. And Jacobson leads it off with a single. This is the first time that Hiawatha has led off an inning today with a hit. They have now had back-to-back innings where the leadoff man has reached. Jacobson was the first leadoff man of the day to reach. That was in the third inning. He reached off the walk. He's reached all three times now. He's 1-for-1 at bat with the single. Now Lancaster steps up. First pitch to him is above the chest for ball 1. Lancaster's 0-for-2. They pop out the center and a strikeout in the third. 1-0 count. Next pitch to him is just still upstairs. And still trying to find that ground level is LeDuc against Lancaster. Lancaster pitched a 3-pitch strikeout. LeDuc pitched a 3-pitch strikeout. Lancaster in the third inning. See if we can do the same here. This one curves in, but just out barely for ball 3. It's a 3-0 count now for Lancaster. And Hiawatha, they put a lot of damage on in the last inning with 3 runs off 2 hits. And one coming off of an error. And now, first one here for a strike against Lancaster, 3-1. LeDuc quickly to put another offering on the table. And this one is fouled up. It's going towards the Hiawatha dugout. It looks like it's going to get past those defenses in the crowd. And now, still up the count to 3-2. So Lancaster start off on the 3-0. Now it's been worked to a 3-2 full count for LeDuc. LeDuc a chance to put a bow on it. He has had 3 strikeouts so far this game. He reported a strikeout in the first 3 innings, if not recorded one in the fourth. And this next pitch is just too high, and that will be a walk on Lancaster. So Lancaster now on first base now, and Jacobson here to second. Again, staying grateful here for the rain today. It has continued to go away. Aiden Grothwell now off the bat with Diller on deck, and in the hole is Mike Jensen. No outs, runner on first and second. First pitch here to Grothwell goes just out for ball 1. And Grothwell bats .233 this season with a .728 batting average. Next offering, low and out for ball 2. .20 count. Raising the left leg and holds it back as well at the bat, but a going in for a strike. So now 2-1. Here next offering. This one lifted out. It's the center fielder coming in for it, but it drops in for a hit. Everyone progresses one base. As Grothwell drops down the single, just a well-placed hit. Found one in his wheelhouse, lifted it on that golf-like hit. In contact, now Jacobson's on third, Lancaster's on second, and Grothwell's on first. Diller with no out is now up to bat for Hiawatha, a chance to extend that lead. Hiawatha post 66. Here's the next pitch. Upstairs. Launching off the knees to go get it was Ketter. Now it's a 1-0 count for Diller. 1-0. Next one, a fastball that cuts the corner in for strike one. 1-1 count now against Tegan Diller, the right fielder here for Hiawatha. Next one, that way outside, that one all the way out to the right extended foot of Ketter, the catcher. He's going to reach down to get that one. Don't want a wild pitch to come through. That would be a potential run to score. And on the 2-1, a foul ball is ripped straight back for Diller, and it's now an even 2-2. LeDuc still looking for the first out here, the top of the fifth, as Hiawatha is looking to put down some hurts. And a swing and a miss on a outside chaser. Diller goes down swinging. LeDuc picks up strikeout number 4 of the game. And that may just be the last pitch here from LeDuc as he's tossing the ball in his hand. His coach is coming up, and I believe he might just either collect it from him. Usually, let's see, maybe he's just conversating with LeDuc after the strikeout just to see if he can finish it out. But again, it was just a quick meeting on the mound there. So LeDuc stays in the game after he records the strikeout against Diller. Jensen now up the bat. Wishrip on deck. And Newell in the hole. Runners on first, second, and third. The bases are absolutely juiced here for Hiawatha. Next pitch here against the first one for Jensen. Out for ball one. And Jensen has reached once. Next pitch. This one popped to the back net. And it looks like rain is finally starting to trickle down. So that rain that's pushed back all day today is finally hit. Now, I say trickle, but that is a very hard trickle that is hitting the field. It's like they will continue to play here as long as, assume no lightning is in the area. They should be good to finish this one out. As long as the rain doesn't get too hard. 2-1 count here. Next pitch outside of the corner of the zone for ball three against Mike Jensen. Three-one chop to the third baseman. A play to second, and now here to first, and it is on time. Another 6-4-3 double play to end back-to-back innings against Hiawatha Post 66 after almost going on a big run. That stopped potentially multiple runs coming on through. So Hiawatha leaving two stranded on base. We now enter the bottom of the fifth. Hiawatha leads 4-3 over Marysville here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's raining and it's pouring, and, well, there's probably a couple old men snoring as we're getting to the late night time of 11 o'clock tonight. Rain finally coming down and hitting the field. We have entered the bottom of the fifth. Second pitch here to Anderson is in for strike one. His first pitch was a ball. Here coming back on KNZA. We're in the, again, bottom of the fifth. Marysville down 1-4-3. Next pitch here against Anderson. He fouls a strike back. First strike two. And now Marysville has to not only play down by one run, but also having to kind of deal with a little bit of rain. I know it affects both teams. Of course, that rain coming in right as you are about to come right back up the bat. Definitely something you don't want. Next pitch, a breaking ball that just can't find the zone. That is for ball two. 2-2 count for Anderson. Anderson stepping back in the box. Now middle low in the stance. Swings on and gets contact. That one headed out to right field and making the play is Megan Diller. Now Gavin LeDuc up to bat with Ty Smith on deck and Carter Olson in the hole for Marysville Post 163. Defensive lineman has been the senior for Hiawatha. Hageman pitching, Lancaster catching, Grasswell at first, Jensen at second, Newell at third, Becker at short, Jackson left, Oldham in second, in center, and Diller in right. Fastball inside the zone against LeDuc, and it's for ball one. I think LeDuc thought it may have hit him. Potentially, he was kind of looking, he did get hit. He initially started walking like he did get hit, and then he was looking back to see if that is what happened. And the call came in late, but there he goes. It's a easy base earned there by LeDuc. Just one pitch against him, and he was able to take off. But the second time LeDuc has gotten on base today, he was able to get off a fielder's choice in the first. Really hit by pitch in the fifth. So one on, one down. Marysville trailing by 1-4-3. Ty Smith up the bat now. First pitch to him out in the way for ball one. Black primary color on the bat with a yellow to the top. And here it's a swing and hit out to center, dropped in front of Oldham. And Smith gets a bit of contact, gets himself on base, and LeDuc heads to second. Carter Olson now up the bat with Moser on deck and Schreiber in the hole. Olson is 0-for-2 today. Olson, who was a terrific athlete through all the sports this season for the Wildcats. He graduated in the spring this season and this year. First pitch to him here goes way over his head, and that will be a wild pitch as well as a ball. LeDuc heads to third and Smith heads to second. Runners are in scoring position now for Marysville. They want to crack open the scoring. So far, they are 1-of-5 with runners in scoring position. They'd probably like to change that stat. Hageman, he retired 7 straight batters before allowing the last 2 to get on base. Runners on 2nd and 3rd. Pitch to Olson, winds in for strike one. 1-1 count now against Olson, the lefty. A lefty versus lefty matchup. Winds in dealing. Fastball just out and low. 4-2. The 2-1 count. Here's the delivery. And this is rocketed straight down the line. It is popped in the infield dirt track. The game is tied at 4-4 after a one-out RBI single by Carter Olson. Ty Smith now resides at third, and Olson's on first. So runners loaded up in the corners with one down. Ty Moser now up to bat with Schreiber on deck. And the Wiseau in the hole. 6-9 hitters upcoming here now for Marysville. Moser. This pitch is way away, and that one to the backstop. And a wild pitch will allow a run to come through and score. Ty Smith. Again, that ball has now gotten slick and wet. Definitely probably a little harder to control on that fastball. And we have seen already 2 wild pitches here in this inning from Hageman. And I believe up to this point, we'd only seen maybe just 1 from him. So, again, now a conversation on the mound with Hageman to see how he's doing, to see if he can get himself refocused. He has went four innings so far in a third. See if he can finish. And right now it's a quick meeting. It's only a player meeting. I just see the coach coming back to the dugout after conversing. So Hagedin stays up on the bump. And Moser now going back to his coach and having a conversation. So now it's going to be a quick timeout and break by the offensive batting team. And that rain is coming down hard on all those players on the field. Everyone's kind of unsure where the timeout was coming from the offensive standpoint there. But regardless, here we continue with Ty Moser stepping back to the box on the 1-0 count. So Moser here is on the 1-0 count with a runner on second. Marysville has retaken the lead. And an early takeoff trying to get the steal and being able to get to third base will be Carter Olson using that pure speed in the 100-meter 1A state champion this year. Showcasing that speed, let's take the third. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Low and inside for ball three on Moser. 3-0 count. Only one down in this bottom of the fifth. Hagedin just trying to limit the damage is here to two. It's a slow roller. Goes to the shortstop, and the throw is on time to first. Great play from Becker to Grathwall. The out is recorded, but the run will come through on the sacrifice grounder. So three runs have scored here for Marysville in this inning. They are now up 6-4. Side it and took the lead here in this inning. Now they look to extend. Schreiber up to bat. First pitch taken on a fastball on in for strike one. Schreiber, 1-for-2 today. He had a extra base hit, a double in the second, and a strikeout in the third. Next pitch to him is another strike call. Schreiber 0-2, that rain getting harder and harder here. You can hear it hitting off the tin roof above me. And a hard swing and a miss by Schreiber. He goes down swinging. The final out of the fifth inning is recorded. Marysville takes the lead, though, with three runs off two hits in the bottom of the fifth. It is now 6-4. Marysville leads. We head up into the top of the sixth.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, this game has been a back-and-forth matchup between these two teams, with both teams being able to take the lead significantly against each other. Marysville able to respond to bottom of the fifth with three runs off two hits. The lead is now 6-4 for Marysville Post 163. Again, the rain is coming down hard here at Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas. Let's give a quick shout-out to here our Legion Baseball sponsors, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, C&K helping you get there safely. KMCS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And, of course, our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, player of the game sponsor, will have that here at the end of this contest between both teams. Well, I was we might have to see here, because again, that rain's coming down pretty hard. It looks like the umpires and the coaches have conversated, but there has already been five innings of play here. So again, we're going to see what the decision is here, whether we're going to go under a potential weather delay. The looks like the tarp team is going to come out and get it, the dirt parts here on the field. So again, we will be, looks like, under weather delay coming up here. We have entered the top of the sixth inning with Hiawatha posting six up to bat, with the seventh, eighth, and ninth batters upcoming, with Bishop, Newell, and Becker all for Hiawatha. And again, Marysville post 163 with the lead, 6-4. We're going to step aside for about 2 minutes here. We'll come back. We'll see where we're at with this. But again, 6-4, Marysville post 163 leads. We're heading up into the top of the sixth. It's Hiawatha up to bat here on KNZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance, at 742-4499, or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together, securing tomorrow.
Since 1958, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has been satisfying customers with high-quality auto body repair and restoration. Mitch Romine is an experienced third-generation auto body technician who understands what it takes to fix late model and newer vehicles. For a free estimate and a clear understanding of the process, talk to Mitch at Carl's Body Shop, 107 South 8 in Hiawatha. Call 742-3871. That's 742-3871.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to MSC Sports Radio Network here on KMZ. I'm Crandon Prophet, Kirk Kilman back in studio. The Hiawatha Post 66 versus Marysville Post 163 game will be suspended till tomorrow and will be picked up at 10:30 a.m. in the top of the sixth inning with Hiawatha coming up to bat. They'll play that game again at 10:30 a.m. So we will be here for that coverage. We'll actually be here already at 8 a.m. for Seneca versus Smith County. So we're going to have Seneca versus Smith County at 8 a.m. We'll have that on KMZA. Right after that broadcast, we will immediately shift over to KNZA. We will pick up at 10:30 a.m. the sixth and seventh inning of regulation, and any that may continue thereon, for this matchup between Marysville and Hiawatha, and then the loser of that game will play the initially intended game at 10:30 a.m. against Norton. The winner will move on to the afternoon slotted game at 1 p.m. against Garnett. So again, we expected the rain to kind of hinder today. It was a thought in everyone's mind for the most of the day, hour by hour, minute by minute, but it finally came in here at about 11 p.m. Just couldn't hold off for a little while longer. There was some lightning, though, in the area, which is what made the official postponement and suspension. And, you know, once you get to the point where it's at 11 o'clock at night and you have to get under a 30-minute lightning delay, you can't. Yeah, it's kind of hard to kind of work around that with some players, especially when they have to turn around the next morning and possibly play really early. So for the betterment of the players, it's a really great decision to just postpone it, probably get it going tomorrow morning at 10:30. So again, that is our plan. 10:30 a.m. We will recontinue this broadcast on KMZA 103.9 for the 6th and 7th inning for Hiawatha and Marysville. For a quick recap up to this point, Hiawatha, they were able to take the lead in the 4th inning 4-3 over Marysville Post 163. Is within the 5th inning, though, that Marysville 163 was able to take the lead with 3 runs off 2 hits so far. And not sure how they're going to work. I assume the starting lineups will probably resume to stay the same. So, unfortunately, we're not going to give the player of the game today. We're going to give it tomorrow after that game. But our player of the game is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Real quick shout-out to all of our Legion Baseball sponsors one final time here on the station before we send it back here to the studio. Shout-out to Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Kind CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Again, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game sponsor tomorrow after this game officially concludes. But right now, the schedule for tomorrow is set to continue as initially planned, unless there is any weather issues that come up in the morning. So again, on KMZ at 8 a.m., we'll have Seneca against Smith County. And then at 10:30 a.m., we will be picking up the matchup, this matchup, Marysville versus Hiawatha. If Hiawatha falls in that game tomorrow, then we will immediately continue the coverage as they will take on Norton at 10:30 a.m. But Marysville or Hiawatha, again, whoever wins this game, they will face Garnet at 1 p.m. tomorrow as well. Iola and Colby, they will play tomorrow at 3:30. Again, tomorrow it's going to be an interesting day, how things work out. Again, we'll have the bracket. We have pictures of it online if anyone wants to look at it and see how it is scheduled. I'll post an updated one as well here tonight on the MSU Sports .net, as well as the story here for this game. So again, from Kurt, from me, from everyone here, thank you for staying up with us late tonight. This game will continue tomorrow, Hiawatha against Marysville at 10:30 a.m. in the morning here on KMZA 103.9. Marysville has the lead, 6-4. It is Hiawatha up to bat in the 6th inning here on KMZA. Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us here tonight on a Friday.